And I'll tell you, I really hate what customer service has become. Every time I call for service on anything, I feel like I'm the interruption of their time and not the reason for their time. It almost feels like I'm bothering them. Duh, go figure. And you know, it seems like customer service is a thing in the past. And it's like somebody was given the job to take care of the customer. Somebody could have did it, but somebody didn't do it. And anybody could have done it, but somebody never told anybody, so nobody did it. Who's on first? Third base. And I've come to learn that people are like spark plugs. They make a lot of noise, they don't perform, and they miss fire and fart. And they never finish what they start. And life's like a funnel. I guess if you throw enough shit into the funnel, you'll figure it out. The other day I hired a Polish house painter to paint the rooms of my house. So I went out for the day. 4 hours later, I got a call from the police. The Polish painter, he called 911. He painted himself into a corner and he couldn't get out. And what about car dealerships? Most people are scared to death to go to a car dealership to buy a car. If you gave them a choice, they'd rather go to the dentist and get drilled than go to a car dealership and get screwed. Because they're all afraid of those questions that they ask you. Are you trading in a car today? And how much are you putting down? Or what kind of monthly payments did you have in mind? And we all know that even after we land on the car, we still have to face Darth Vader, the finance manager, whose job it is to bump your monthly payments even higher. And the conversation goes something like this. Mr. Sindoni, you need that undercoating for that rust protection. And the extended service policy covers your car from bumper to bumper and gives you peace of mind. Hey pal, before I get screwed, I'd like to be kissed.